Word. And Lord, as we look at this short Bible study tonight, don't want to be very long. Really don't want to preach a full-length sermon going through a text, developing the text tonight. Just want to give a few things to think about as we enter into this Thanksgiving holiday, Lord. And as we enter into the holidays, I pray you meet with us tonight, Lord. Help me to be able to just say the things you would have me to say, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come upon me, and that this would be a time that we could learn from your word. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, like I said, I didn't want to start a brand new book tonight, and I thought, you know, we'd do a little bit different of a Bible study. And as we were going into this Thanksgiving holiday, I decided I wanted to study out the phrase Thanksgiving in the Bible. And you'd be surprised how often the Bible uses this word, this phrase, Thanksgiving. And as I was going through and I looked at every passage in the Bible that uses the word Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to go through every passage in the Bible tonight that uses the word Thanksgiving. That'd take way too long, although I want to show you a few. I realize that most of the time, the phrase Thanksgiving was used or surrounded. It kept coming up in three different contexts or surrounding three different areas. And I want to just quickly challenge you tonight in these three areas that God focuses in on regards to Thanksgiving. I don't want to be very long tonight because on Sunday morning we preached on the subject of being content, and that dealt a lot with the subject of being thankful. But I want you to notice there are three areas that God consistently brings up this attitude of being thankful. In Colossians chapter number 4, if you look at verse number 2, the Bible says, continue in prayer. Now I want you to notice that phrase there, prayer, and notice what it says, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And I noticed as I was going through the Bible and looking at this idea of Thanksgiving, I noticed that Thanksgiving was correlated, or it was always, many times it was going in the same idea with the subject of prayer or supplication. Let me give you another example. Go to Philippians, right before the book of Colossians. You got the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter number 4, look at verse number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, and we saw this verse on Sunday morning, but it's okay for us to look at it again. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, right before the book of Colossians. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now notice this. By prayer and supplication. The word supplication means the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Notice what it says. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So we notice that in Colossians 4:2, it says, in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. In Philippians 4:6, it says, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Go to the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament. Nehemiah chapter number 11. Nehemiah chapter number 11. And Nehemiah is right after the book of Ezra. Nehemiah chapter number 11. And when you get to Nehemiah, put your finger there or your bulletin there or a bookmark or something, your ribbon there, because we're going to come back to Nehemiah. Look at Nehemiah chapter number 11 and look at verse number 17. Nehemiah is right before the book of Esther. Nehemiah chapter number 11 and look at verse number 17. I just want you to see this correlation. Nehemiah chapter number 11 in verse number 17, the Bible says, and Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was principal. Now notice what it says here. To begin the thanksgiving in prayer. Do you see that? He was principal to begin the Thanksgiving in prayer. And by the way, that would be a good way to start Thanksgiving tomorrow. In prayer. He says they began the thanksgiving in prayer, and Bakbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. And I'm not going to take the time to show you all the verses in the book of Leviticus, but in the Old Testament, if you study the book of Leviticus, you would realize that there are different sacrifices that they would bring to God. There was a sin offering, there was a peace offering, there was all sorts of these different offerings that they brought to God. One of the offerings that they actually brought to God was the offering of thanksgiving. And the Bible correlates the concept of being thankful with the idea of supplication. And I'd like to challenge you tonight to give your supplications to God in thanksgiving. Again, the word supplication means the action of asking or begging for something earnestly. The word supplication is used interchangeably in the Bible with the word prayer. As we come to God in prayer, I know we talked about this on Sunday morning a little bit, and a couple weeks ago I preached a whole sermon on the subject of prayer. But when we come to God in prayer, if you remember, we are to come to God in faith, believing that He'll answer our prayer, believing that He hears our prayer. We are to come to God by the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. We are to come to God abiding in His Son and asking in His will. But the Bible says that we are to come to God with thanksgiving, both for those prayers that He has answered and those that He has not yet. See, isn't it amazing? The thought to come to God and say, God, I want to thank You for the prayers that You are going to answer for me. I wonder if we thanked God in advance for the request that we gave to Him, how many more of our prayers would get answered? The Bible says that we are to give our supplication with thanksgiving. We are to come to God asking and praying and begging and asking for Him humbly with thanksgiving. And you find that correlation in Scripture. Let me show you another correlation. You're there in the book of Nehemiah. Go to chapter number 12. You're there in Nehemiah 11. Go to Nehemiah chapter number 12. I told you tonight, I'm going to try to be... Look, I'm 6 minutes into the sermon. I'm on point two. There's 3 points, all right? So look, I'm going to try to keep it short tonight. Nehemiah chapter number 12. Now don't get used to that, okay? Next week it'll be back to normal. Nehemiah chapter 12, look at verse 46. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46. The Bible says, "For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers," make note of that word, singers, "and songs," make note of that word, "songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God." The Bible says that we are to bring our supplication to God in thanksgiving, but you know the Bible also says that we are to bring our songs to God in thanksgiving. Part of singing songs and part of having a song that we sing, the reason we sing songs at church is because part of that is to bring thanksgiving to God. Go to the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, just a few pages towards the right, in your Old Testament there, you're in Nehemiah. Towards the right, you'll go to the book of Esther, then you'll go to the book of Job, then you'll go to the book of Psalms. Go to Psalm 26. Psalm 26, look at verse number 7. Psalm 26. And verse number 7. I want you to see this. Psalm 26, verse 7. Now you got to understand this. The book of Psalms is a book of songs. The Psalms were actually songs that the children of Israel would sing. So just like you and I, you come to church and we open up our hymn book and we sing songs to God. The children of Israel would turn to the book of Psalms in order to sing praises to God. The book of Psalms is a book of music. And in Psalm 26, verse number 7, the Bible says, "That I may publish," notice what it says, "with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all Thy wondrous works." The Bible says that we are to lift up our voice of thanksgiving. Go to Psalm 69. Look at verse 30. Psalm 69. Verse number 30. Psalm 69 and verse 30. Psalm 69:30. The Bible says, Psalm 69:30, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. You see the Bible, how it correlates thanksgiving with prayer, thanksgiving with prayer, thanksgiving with supplication. And by the way, when the Bible is talking about the word thanksgiving, it's not talking about the holiday, okay? That's an American thing. It's talking about having an attitude of giving thanks. And it says that we are to come to God, giving Him our supplication with thanksgiving. But we are to come to Him, giving Him our song in thanksgiving, or singing to Him in thanksgiving. Go to Psalm 95, look at verse 2. Psalm 95, verse number 2. You're there in the book of Psalms. Psalm 95 and verse 2. The Bible says, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Keep your finger there in Psalm 95. And go to Psalm 100. Look at verse 4. Keep your finger there in Psalm 95. Go to Psalm 100 and verse number 4. Psalm 100 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Go to Psalm 147. Look at verse 7. Psalm 147 and verse 7. Psalm 147 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God." See, I want you to understand. Go back to Psalm 95. You need to understand this. Part of having a spirit of thanksgiving is coming to God in supplication, in prayer, asking Him, thanking Him for the prayers He has already answered, for the prayers He has already given us, and thanking Him in advance for the prayers we're asking. But part of having an attitude of thanksgiving is coming to God and singing out and praising His name. Let me ask you something. How often do we sing out? I mean, you should be singing. You say, "Well, we sing at church." You should be singing every day to God. You should be praising to God every day, praising to Him. You know, and when you come to church, let me challenge you. You ought to open your mouth and praise the Lord. Amen. You say, "Well, I don't know the songs." You ought to learn the songs. "Well, I don't know how they go." You ought to learn how they go. And you ought to come with the congregation. As we come, you got to understand, we're not singing to impress the man. We're not singing to impress, you know, because we want to annoy the neighbors. Although, yeah, that'd be nice, you know. We're singing for God. When we come here and we sing, you know, we sing, "To God be the glory, great things He hath done." That's thanking God. "So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life an atonement for sin." By the way, you want to know why we sing the old hymns? You can get saved off of that song. "Who yielded His life an atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in." Praise the Lord. I mean, that's doctrine. And when you come here, you ought to sing. You ought to open your mouth and say, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." You ought to sing out. Yeah, and by the way, you know, people say, "Well, I don't know the words. I don't know how to sing. I can't carry a note." Are you there in Psalm 95? Look at verse 2. "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving." "Pastor, I don't sing because I don't know how to sing. Pastor, I don't sing because I don't know the songs. Pastor, I don't sing." You don't sing. Look, if you don't sing, it's because there's something wrong with your spirit. Can you do this? Make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms? Say, "Well, I can't carry a note." Can you make a noise? Can you open your mouth? You ought to be loud. I really believe. I remember when we were kids growing up, we'd go to church. Our family would be the loudest church, our family singing in the church. We'd be sitting there, be our family. We'd be singing, you know, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." I was just taught to sing loud. People turn around. We're just praising God. Hey, Pastor, I can't sing loud. I don't have a microphone. Do I have a microphone right now? Well, you understand what I'm saying? Look, open your mouth and sing. Why? Because it's for God. Amen. Sing praises for God. Amen. As we sing songs, you know, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done." We bring thanksgiving to God through our song. You know, whenever we have Bible time at home with the kids, an integral part of that Bible time is singing. And we sing real doctrinal, you know, songs with those kids. Songs like, you know, "Jesus Loves Me." Songs like, You know, old McDonald's. I don't know what that has to do with Jesus. It's just a song they want to sing, so we sing it, you know. You ought to sing. You ought to open your mouth. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, is what the Bible said. So he said, number one, you bring your supplications to God with thanksgiving. We said number two, you bring your songs to God with thanksgiving. Number three, go to Psalm 107, look at verse 22. Psalm 107, verse 22. And we alluded to this already with the mention in Leviticus, but let me show it to you in Psalm since we're there. You ought to praise God. I love that chorus that we were singing. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Are you thankful that God saved your soul?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. You ought to thank God with your song. But not only that, are you there in Psalm 107, look at verse 22. And let them sacrifice. You notice how all these start with S? I just like to point that out every once in a while. The sermons are alliterated around here. That's how you know I study. Okay? And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. The Bible says that bringing thanksgiving to God is a sacrifice. Look at Psalm 116, look at verse 17. 116 verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 116 verse 17. I'll wait for you to get there. I want you to see it. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. Look at Psalm 50 verse 14. Psalm 50 verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Why does he say we offer unto God thanksgiving? You got to understand this. Because being thankful is a sacrifice we bring to God. Just like in the Old Testament, they would bring an animal, or they would bring some sort of food, or even money, and they would offer that as a sacrifice to God. And they say, God, we're giving you this sacrifice to honor you. The Bible says that you and I can bring our thanksgiving to God and honor Him through our thanksgiving. And you know, you say, well, why does God call it a sacrifice? Here's why He calls it a sacrifice. Because it doesn't come natural to you and I. Being thankful is not something that we normally do. Being ungrateful comes natural. Being inconsiderate comes natural. Being unthoughtful comes natural. That's me all day long. Being thankful, that's a sacrifice. That's a job. That's a task. That's something that has to be done on purpose. Say, what can I do for God in thanksgiving? You can bring your supplication in thanksgiving. You can bring your song in thanksgiving. And you ought to bring a sacrifice to God in thanksgiving. You say, I want to give a sacrifice to God. I want to give, you know, what does the word sacrifice mean? It means surrendering a possession as an offering to God or to a divine or supernatural figure. Surrendering a possession. Your thankfulness is a possession you own. And you can give that to yourself. Look at how so great I am. Look at what I've done for myself. Or you can say, look at what God has done for me. And offer that as a thanksgiving. Look, you ought to be thankful to others for the things they do, but the number one person you ought to be thankful for is God.
Amen.
Go to James 1:7. James 1:7. I told you, look, I'm 18 minutes into this. Usually I'm getting through the introduction. I'm already in the conclusion. You ought to be thankful for that. That's pretty good. James 1. James 1 in the New Testament, right after the book of Hebrews. James 1, look, I got three verses I want to show you. Four verses I want to show you. And we're done, alright? Four verses and pie. James 1, verse 7. James 1, verse 7. Look at what it said. James 1, 7. Good night. Was that not the verse I wanted? Give me one second. That's not the verse I wanted. Good night. One of the verses says, verse 17, that's what I wanted. James 1:17. The Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let me ask you something. Do you have something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Look, you say, well, Pastor, you don't understand. My life is all messed up. My life is this. My life is that. My finances are this. My family is that. Look, every one of us has something to be thankful for. And anything you have in your life to be thankful for, look, that came from God. Every. Not some, not most. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Now look, you say, Pastor Jimenez, I've dealt with people like this. Go to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations, right after the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. You got Isaiah, which is a big book in the towards the end of the Old Testament. You got Jeremiah, which is a big book at the end of the Old Testament. You got Lamentations, which is a real small book. And then you got Ezekiel, which is a big book. So right before, between Jeremiah and Ezekiel, you got this small book of Lamentations. Go to Lamentations chapter 3. I talk to people sometimes, and I mean, they are just discouraged. You know, they are just, I mean, every time you talk to them, it's like, you know, this is going wrong in my life, and this is going wrong in my life, and this isn't working out. You know, it's like, I got diagnosed with this. I mean, you talk to some people, they're dying every other week. I mean, everything's falling apart in their life. And, you know, what does that person need? They need a sermon on contentment. But you know what you say, Pastor, I have nothing to be thankful for. My life is falling apart. You know what you have to be thankful for? Lamentations 3. Look at verse 22. Lamentations 3:22. The Bible says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I like Pastor Mark Lewis. I often use him as an example. He has this thing where you ask him, how you doing, Pastor Mark? How you doing, Pastor Lewis? It doesn't matter if his house burned down. It doesn't matter if his dog died. It doesn't matter if he just won the lottery. It doesn't matter how his day is going. He always says the same thing. Better than I deserve. Because you know what? We're always doing better than we deserve. You say, why is that? Because you deserve to die and go to hell. If you're saved, you're already doing better than you deserve. We deserve to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And Jesus Christ came down to this earth, was born of a virgin, died on the cross, was buried, rose from the grave to give you salvation. Hey, it is by the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. You're always doing better than you deserve. Look what he says. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. Praise God. Now notice this, verse 23. They are new. What's that say?
Morning.
You know what? You wake up tomorrow morning, guess what? You get to start over.
Amen.
You said, I was defeated today. You can start again tomorrow.
Amen.
You said, I messed up today. You can start again tomorrow. I didn't do what I was supposed to do today. But you know what? It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Thank you.
They are new every morning. And I love this. Great is thy faithfulness. No one is more faithful than God. When others leave you, others forsake you, others stab you in the back, others go their way, God is there. And you got to remember this. You say, I have nothing to be thankful for. You woke up this morning, that's something to be thankful for. It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. You say, well, why does God bless us? Why does He give us a new day? Why does He give us every good gift that is from above? Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Remember, I told you I had four verses. I'm on number 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 18. Actually, you know what? Keep your finger in 1 Thessalonians. Go to Colossians chapter 2. That's what I want you to do. Colossians chapter 2. And then we're going to go to 1 Thessalonians. We'll be done. Colossians chapter 2. Look at verse 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians 2:7. The Bible says, rooted and built up in Him. Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, and as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know what that verse tells me? He says, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. That teaches me that I'm supposed to be teaching you to be thankful, number one. And number two, you and I are all supposed to be abounding in thanksgiving. If there ought to be anyone who can be thankful this Thanksgiving season, it ought to be a saved, born-again believer in Jesus Christ. To be able to say, I'm doing better than I deserve. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It's the last one I want to show you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Now hold on a second. That doesn't say in some things give thanks. That doesn't say in the things that go your way, give thanks. He says in everything give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Say, Pastor Jimenez, what is the will of God for my life? To give thanks in everything. What does God want for me in my life? To be thankful in everything? By the way, it doesn't say to be thankful when you're doing good. It says in everything, give thanks. When you get the job, give thanks. When you get fired, say, you know what? Thank you, God. For getting fired? God allowed it. Who knows? Maybe you would have gone to work the next day, you would have got killed. You never know. You say, be thankful in everything? Remember, we talked about it on Sunday morning, Job. His children died. His finances went, you know, away. I mean, his whole life fell apart. He said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the will of God? Be thankful in everything. When things goes your way, be thankful. When they don't go your way, be thankful. When they break into the church, when you come here at 4 in the morning and you find out someone broke into a church and stole speakers... Now we got to listen to those guys next door with their music? Just be thankful. Just be thankful. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. Thank you for our church, Lord. Thank you for the impact that we're having on this community. And Lord, I pray you'd help us to continue to do what we're doing, and in the last just the short 3 years we've been here, I pray, Lord, that you'd allow us to just get stronger, to get more zeal about reaching this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Father, I pray you'd help us to do it with a spirit of thanksgiving, to bring our supplications. Lord, we're in need. We are needy people. We need you to help us. But when we bring those requests to you, help us to bring them with thanksgiving. Lord, help us to sing and to be loud, to open our mouths, to make a joyful noise, to bless you with our words, Lord, and do it with a spirit of thanksgiving. Father, I pray you'd help us to offer to you tomorrow our sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for all you do. In your precious name I pray. Amen.